As I asked about the numbers of delayed discharges in 2020, it had an impact where 38 delayed discharges from LUH occurred, 2021, 57, and up to the 15th of November this year, 81. And also in a question from another member, a calculation of bed losses was 3,874 because of delayed discharges over a prolonged period. That holds up access to hospital beds. That dictates we need health care support assistance available, and these resources must be available to and for the local community. And that's something that I'll be continuing to drive and pursue here with Regional Health Forum.
Seelta have talked about a more community-based health service, so carers are an essential part of that then, to not only prevent people from having to go to hospital in the first place, but to get them out of the hospital quicker as well?
Very much so, and the HC have advised me that recruitment is based on a rolling campaign process. They've advised me that interviews are held every 6 or 8 weeks, depending on the number of applicants. And they tell me that from January to this date in 2022, they've had 98 starters. That is all very welcome. And likewise, healthcare support assistants having revised contracts, having received HSE contracts, including their job evaluation, that's important that they're recognised as providing an essential role in community and home care in our local areas.